Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play on this revision podcast because today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your GCSE business exam, marketing. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final sweep before your exam, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The key concepts, the exam techniques, a quick fire quiz, and the common mistakes that trip up so many candidates every single year. Marketing is everywhere. Every time you see an advert, walk past a shop display, or notice that a product has dropped in price, you're seeing marketing in action. And the great news is that because it's so real world, it's actually one of the most enjoyable topics to revise. So let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. What actually is marketing? Examiners want you to understand that marketing is not just advertising. Marketing is the process of identifying and satisfying customer needs in a way that is profitable for the business. There are three core purposes: identifying what customers need, informing customers about products and services, and ultimately, increasing sales. Keep those three purposes in your head. They come up in shorter questions all the time. Now, before a business can market anything effectively, it needs to understand its customers. That's where market research comes in. There are two types, and you absolutely must know the difference. Primary research is original, first-hand data collected by the business itself. Methods include questionnaires, interviews, focus groups, and trialing, where you actually test a product with real customers. The big advantage of primary research is that it's specific to your exact question. The downside, it can be expensive and time-consuming. Secondary research uses data that already exists. It was collected for a different purpose originally. Think newspapers, magazines, census data, websites, and a business's own internal sales records. Secondary research is cheaper and quicker, but it might be out of date or not quite relevant to your specific question. Here's a crucial distinction that candidates often muddle up: qualitative data versus quantitative data. Qualitative data is about opinions, feelings, and attitudes. It tells you why customers behave the way they do. Quantitative data is numerical. It tells you how many or how much. A focus group gives you qualitative data. A survey with tick box answers gives you quantitative data. Examiners will ask you to interpret both types, so make sure you're comfortable with each. Once a business has done its research, it needs to decide who it's actually targeting. This is called market segmentation, dividing the market into distinct groups of customers who share similar characteristics. The main segmentation variables are age, gender, income, location, and lifestyle. For example, a luxury car brand might segment by income and target high earners. A children's clothing brand segments by age. Understanding segmentation helps a business tailor its marketing mix, which brings us to the big one, the marketing mix. The four P's, this is the heart of the marketing topic, and you need to know it inside out. P number one, product. This covers everything about what the business is actually selling, its design, quality, features, and branding. Examiners also want you to understand innovation, which is improving an existing product, and invention, which is creating something entirely new. Critically, you need to understand the product life cycle: introduction, growth, maturity, and decline. In the introduction stage, sales are low and costs are high. Growth sees sales rise rapidly. Maturity is the peak. Sales are high, but growth slows. Decline is when sales fall. Businesses can use extension strategies, like updating the product or finding new markets, to delay decline. P number two, price. There are five pricing strategies you need to know. Price skimming means setting a high price initially, often used for new technology, then lowering it over time. Penetration pricing is the opposite. Set a low price to enter a competitive market and grab market share, then raise it later. Cost plus pricing is simple. Calculate your costs and add a profit margin on top. Competitor pricing means setting your price in line with what rivals charge. And promotional pricing involves temporary price reductions like a sale to boost short-term sales. P number three, place. This is about distribution. How does the product get from the business to the customer? Channels include selling directly in physical stores, selling online, using wholesalers, or using retailers as intermediaries. The key question is, which channel reaches the target market most effectively and cost efficiently? P number four, promotion. This covers all the ways a business communicates with customers: advertising, on TV, radio, social media, billboards, point of sale, promotion, displays and offers right where the customer is making a purchase decision. The key is that promotion must be appropriate for the target market. Advertising on social media makes sense for a teenage audience. A magazine advert might work better for an older demographic. Now, here's what separates a good answer from a great one. The four P's don't work in isolation. They interact. A premium product needs a premium price and premium promotion. You wouldn't advertise a luxury watch with a discount voucher. Examiners specifically reward candidates who explain how the P's work together and are consistent with each other. Right? Let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip one, always apply to the context. This is the number one mistake. The question will give you a specific business, maybe a small bakery, maybe a tech startup, and you must link your answer to that business. Don't just write a textbook definition. Ask yourself, would this pricing strategy actually work for this business? Why? Tip two, know your command words. State means give a simple point, no explanation needed. Explain means give a point and develop it. Use the word because or therefore to force yourself to develop. Evaluate or assess means you need to weigh up advantages and disadvantages and reach a judgment. If the question says evaluate, you must reach a conclusion. Examiners cannot award the top marks without a judgment. Tip three, use data. If the question gives you a graph, a table, or any figures, use them. Candidates who quote specific numbers from the stimulus material are rewarded. Don't ignore the data, it's there for a reason. Tip four, don't forget limitations. When discussing market research, always acknowledge that data has limitations. Primary research might have a small sample size. Secondary data might be outdated. Showing awareness of limitations demonstrates higher level thinking. Tip five, for the marketing mix, think about coherence. If a question asks you to recommend a marketing strategy, make sure your four paths are consistent with each other and with the target market. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask a question, pause, then give the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question one, name the four C's of the marketing mix. Product, price, place, promotion. Question two, what is the difference between primary and secondary research? Primary is original, firsthand data collected by the business. Secondary is existing data collected previously by someone else. Question three, what is penetration pricing? Setting a low initial price to enter a market and gain market share with the intention of raising the price later. Question four, name three ways a business can segment its market. Age, gender, income, location, lifestyle, any three of those. Question five, at which stage of the product life cycle are sales at their highest? The maturity stage. Let's wrap up. Marketing is about understanding customers and using the four P's, product, price, place, and promotion to meet their needs profitably. Market research, both primary and secondary, informs those decisions. Segmentation helps businesses target the right customers. And the marketing mix only works when all four P's are coherent and aligned with the target market. In the exam, always apply to context, use data from the stimulus, and reach a judgment in evaluation questions. Those three habits alone will push you up the mark scheme. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers. And remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you prepared for right now. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.